710. When Satan takes possession of the mind, how soon the light and instruction that the Lord has graciously given fade away, and it had no force. How many frame excuses and make necessities which had no existence, to bear them up in their course of wrong, in setting aside the light and trampling it underfoot. I speak with assurance. The greatest objection to health reform is that this people do not live it out, and yet they will gravely say they cannot live a health reform and preserve their strength. 399, CD 398.3, we find in every such instance a good reason why they cannot live out the health reform. They do not live it out, and it had never followed it strictly, therefore they cannot be benefited by it. Some fall into the error that because they discard meat, they had no need to supply its place with the best fruits and vegetables, prepared in their most natural state, free from grease and spices. If they would only skillfully arrange the bounties with which the Creator has surrounded them, parents and children with a clear conscience unitedly engaging in the work, they would enjoy simple food, and would then be able to speak understandingly of health reform. Those who had not been converted to health reform, and had never fully adopted it, are not judges of its benefits. Those who digress occasionally to gratify the taste in eating of fattened turkey or other flesh meats, pervert their appetites, and are not the ones to judge the benefits of the system of health reform. They are controlled by taste, not by principle. CD 399.1 Earnest Appeals for Reform MS 133, 1902-711. Many parents act as if they were bereft of reason. They are in a state of lethargy, palsied by the indulgence of perverted appetite and debasing passion. Our ministers, who know the truth, should arouse the people from their paralyzed condition, and lead them to put away those things that create an appetite for flesh meat. If they neglect to reform, they will lose spiritual power, and become more and more debased by sinful indulgence. Habits that disgust the heavenly universe, habits that degrade human beings lower than the beasts, are practiced in many homes. Let all those who know the truth, say, flee fleshly lusts that war against the soul. CD 399.2 Let not any of our ministers set an evil example in the eating of flesh meat. Let them and their families live up to the light of health reform. Let not our ministers animalize their own nature and the nature of their children. Children whose desires have not been restrained, are tempted not only to indulge in the common habits of intemperance, but to give loose rein to their lower passions, and to disregard 400 purity and virtue. These are led on by Satan not only to corrupt their own bodies, but to whisper their evil communications to others. If parents are blinded by sin, they will often fail of discerning these things. CD 399.3 To parents who are living in the cities, the Lord is sending the warning cry, gather your children into your own houses, gather them away from those who are disregarding the commandments of God, who are teaching and practicing evil. Get out of the cities as fast as possible. CD 400.1 Parents can secure small homes in the country, with land for cultivation, where they can have orchards and where they can raise vegetables and small fruits to take the place of flesh meat, which is so corrupting to the lifeblood coursing through the veins. CD 400.2 Strength to resist through fasting and prayer. Letter 73, 1896 712 If our appetites clamor for the flesh of dead animals, it is a necessity to fast and pray for the Lord to give His grace to deny fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Fasting beneficial in changing from a diet of flesh meat and rich foods. Negative 312, CD 400.3 When prayer for healing is inconsistent. Letter 200, 1903 713 There are those among Seventh-day Adventists who will not heed the light given them in regard to this matter. They make flesh meat a part of their diet. Disease comes upon them. Sick and suffering as a result of their own wrong course, they ask for the prayers of the servants of God. But how can the Lord work in their behalf when they are not willing to do His will, when they refuse to heed His instruction in regard to health reform? CD 400.4 For 30 years the light on health reform has been coming to the people of God, but many have made it a subject of jest. They have continued to use tea, coffee, spices, and flesh meat. Their bodies are full of disease. How can we, I ask, present such funds to the Lord for healing? 401, CB 400.5, written 1884, Ephraim UT to 714. Hot biscuits and flesh meats are entirely out of harmony with health reform principles. If we would allow reason to take the place of impulse and love of sensual indulgence, we should not taste of the flesh of dead animals. What is more repulsive to the sense of smell than a shop where flesh meats are kept for sale? The smell of the raw flesh is offensive to all whose senses had not been depraved by culture of the unnatural appetites. What more unpleasant sight to a reflective mind than the beasts slain to be devoured? If the light God has given in regard to health reform is disregarded, He will not work a miracle to keep in health those who pursue a course to make themselves sick. CB 401.1, Leaders in Reform Letter 48, 1902-715. While we do not make the use of flesh meat a test, while we do not want to force anyone to give up its use, yet it is our duty to request that no minister of the conference shall make light of or oppose the message of reform on this point. If, in the face of the light God has given concerning the effect of meat eating on the system, you will still continue to eat meat, you must bear the consequences. But do not take a position before the people that will permit them to think that it is not necessary to call for a reform in regard to meat eating, because the Lord is calling for a reform. The Lord has given us the work of proclaiming the message of health reform, and if you cannot step forward in the ranks of those who are giving this message, you are not to make this prominent. In counterworking the efforts of your fellow laborers, who are teaching health reform, you are out of order, working on the wrong side. Work of health reform will go forward. Beware of opposing it. Negative 42, CB 401.2, Pacific Union Recorder, October 9, 1902-716. As God's messengers, shall we not bear a decided testimony against the indulgence of perverted appetite? God has provided an abundance of fruits and grains, which may be healthfully prepared and used in proper quantities. 402. Why, then, do men continue to choose flesh meats? Can we possibly have confidence in ministers who at tables where flesh is served join with others in eating it? CB 401.3, Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God. Everyone who transgresses the laws of health will surely be visited with God's displeasure. Oh, how much of the Holy Spirit we might have day by day, if we would walk circumspectly, denying self, and practicing the virtues of Christ's character. CB 402.1, MS 113, 1901 717. Let our ministers and canvassers step under the banners of strict temperance. Never be ashamed to say, no, thank you, I do not eat meat. I have conscientious scruples against eating the flesh of dead animals. If tea is offered, refuse it, giving your reason for so doing. Explain that it is harmful, and though stimulating for a time, the stimulus soon wears off, and the corresponding depression is felt. CB 400.2, Letter 135, 1902-718. Concerning flesh meat we can all say, let it alone, and all should bear clear testimony against tea and coffee, never using them. They are narcotics, injurious alike to the brain and to the other organs of the body. The time has not yet come when I say that the use of milk and eggs should be wholly discontinued. Milk and eggs should not be classed with flesh meats. In some ailments the use of eggs is very beneficial. CB 402.3, Let the members of our churches deny every selfish appetite. Every penny expended for tea, coffee, and flesh meat is worse than wasted, for these things hinder the best development of the physical, mental, and spiritual powers. Flesh meat not served in white homo are used by E.G. White Appendix 1:4, 5, 8, 10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 21, 23, flesh meat banished from E.G. White table Appendix 1:12, 13, CB 402.4, A Summary, 1909, 9156, 160, 719. If we could be benefited by indulging the desire for flesh foods, I would not make this appeal to you, but I know 403 we cannot. Flesh foods are injurious to the physical well-being, and we should learn to do without them. Those who are in a position where it is possible to secure a vegetarian diet, but who choose to follow their own preferences in this matter, eating and drinking as they please, will gradually grow careless of the instruction the Lord has given regarding other phases of the present truth, and will lose their perception of what is truth. They will surely reap as they have sown. CD 402.5. I have been instructed that the students in our schools are not to be served with flesh foods or with food preparations that are known to be unhealthful. Nothing that will serve to encourage a desire for stimulants should be placed on the tables. I appeal to old and young and to middle-aged. Deny your appetite of those things that are doing you injury. Serve the Lord by sacrifice. CD 403.1. Let the children have an intelligent part in this work. We are all members of the Lord's family, and the Lord would have His children, young and old, determined to deny appetite, and to save the means needed for the building of meeting houses and the support of missionaries. CD 403.2. I am instructed to say to parents, place yourselves, soul and spirit, on the Lord's side of this question. We need ever to bear in mind that in these days of probation we are on trial before the Lord of the universe. Will you not give up indulgences that are doing you injury? Words of profession are cheap. Let your acts of self-denial testify that you will be obedient to the demands that God makes of His peculiar people. Then put into the treasury a portion of the means you save by your acts of self-denial, and there will be that with which to carry on the work of God. CD 403.3. There are many who feel that they cannot get along without flesh foods, but if these would place themselves on the Lord's side, resolutely resolved to walk in the way of His guidance, they would receive strength and wisdom as did Daniel and his fellows. They would find that the Lord would give them sound judgment. Many would be surprised to see how much could be saved for the cause of God by acts of self-denial. The small sum saved by deeds of sacrifice will 404 do more for the upbuilding of the cause of God than larger gifts will accomplish that have not called for denial of self. CD 403.4. Seventh-day Adventists are handling momentous truths. More than 40 years ago, written in 1909, the Lord gave us special light on health reform, but how are we walking in that light? How many have refused to live in harmony with the counsels of God? As a people we should make advancement proportionate to the light received. It is our duty to understand and respect the principles of health reform. On the subject of temperance we should be in advance of all other people, and yet there are among us well-instructed members of the church, and even ministers of the gospel, who have little respect for the light that God has given upon this subject. They eat as they please, and work as they please. CD 404.1. We do not mark out any precise line to be followed in diet, but we do say that in countries where there are fruits, grains, and nuts in abundance, flesh food is not the right food for God's people. I have been instructed that flesh food has a tendency to animalize the nature, to rob men and women of that love and sympathy which they should feel for everyone, and to give the lower passions control over the higher powers of the being. If meat eating were ever healthful, it is not safe now. Cancers, tumors, and pulmonary diseases are largely caused by meat eating. CD 404.2. We are not to make the use of flesh food a test of fellowship, but we should consider the influence that professed believers who use flesh foods have over others. As God's messengers, shall we not say to the people, whether therefore ye eat, or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God? 1 Cor. 10:31. Shall we not bear a decided testimony against the indulgence of perverted appetite? Will any who are ministers of the gospel, proclaiming the most solemn truth ever given to mortals, set an example in returning to the flesh pots of Egypt? Will those who are supported by the tithe from God's storehouse permit themselves by self-indulgence to poison the life-giving current flowing through their veins? Will they disregard the light and 405 warnings that God has given them? The health of the body is to be regarded as essential for growth in grace and the acquirement of an even temper. If the stomach is not properly cared for, the formation of an upright, moral character will be hindered. The brain and nerves are in sympathy with the stomach. erroneous eating and drinking result in erroneous thinking and acting. CD 404.3 All are now being tested and proved. We have been baptized into Christ, and before we left our part by separating from everything that would drag us down and make us what we ought not to be, there will be given us strength to grow up into Christ, who is our living head, and we shall see the salvation of God. CD 405.1 Progressive Dietetic Reform in Seventh-day Adventist Institutions. Note, it is a matter of historical record that Seventh-day Adventist health institutions in their early days served flesh meat in a greater or lesser degree to patients and helpers. The reform in this phase of healthful living was progressive. In the older institutions, after a long struggle, flesh meat was eventually discarded for